Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise you, the Lord. You're once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I will be bringing forth God's Word on tonight. So get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. Again, I will be delivering the Word of God on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and also answer all of our prayers at the same time. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, it is in his name we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. You are worthy of all of our praise. No matter what is going on, no matter what we're going through, you're still worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities, starting with myself, my entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that we all have sinned. And even though we're saved in Jesus' name, we do still sin. And that's why we are so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Through the shedding of his blood, we can be redeemed. Those that are not saved can be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ and through their faith in him, knowing that He is your Son, and that once they confess their sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them with their own mouths, that's exactly what he wants to do. So I pray that something will be said on tonight that will move and stir the hearts of your people, the people of God on tonight, even those that are maybe listening on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, that they would be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart and save them on tonight as your word goes forth with power on tonight. I pray now, Lord, and thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, your people. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for them in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are bereaved all over the land. Comfort and strengthen each one of them as only you can. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace, your joy, even in the midst of sorrow. Let them remember and know that your word is true, that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. We also lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, because we do know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on today, for your glory, through your people, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, because we know it's not about us. It's about you. It's about your word going forth. It's about your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So now, Lord, I pray and lift up every listener on tonight. I thank you for this worldwide ministry and platform, that it is growing, and it is being glorified. You are being glorified through it and by it. Souls are being saved. Backsliders are coming back to the fold. And the body of Christ is being built up and strengthened and edified through this worldwide ministry and platform. So we give you the glory, honor, and praise for it, because we know that it is of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So now we pray and ask that you will continue to bless this worldwide ministry and platform, that it will continue to grow, that it will be everything that you have ordained for it to be in the earth for your glory. Continue to bless each listener. You know what they stand in need of. You know who they are. You are a promise keeper. You said you would grant us the desires of our hearts for those whose minds are stayed on thee. So now, Lord, we ask that you would, again, have your way in us as your word goes forth with power through your Holy Spirit, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, God is not like man. He is a promise keeper. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. God is not like man. He is a promise keeper. Yes, he is, and I can attest to that. I can agree to that, and I'm sure that my sisters and brothers who are listening that have any experience with the Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you know without a doubt that he is a promise keeper, and he is not like man. Thank God for that. Again, I will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight. Our main scripture is coming from the book of Matthew. And I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along. We're going to go to our music break very shortly. Then we're going to come back and we're going to get into this word. So again, you need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. Because he knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. So I pray that you enjoy the music break on tonight. I give you praise. Why? He is worthy of our praise. Enjoy the music break.
Sacrifice your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. I will sing.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we think or even how we feel. In the midst of it all, we should all still give God glory, honor, and praise. Why? Because of who he is and also because he is truly worthy to be praised. Once again, I will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. Our message title for tonight is Stand on God's Word. Once again, tonight's message title is Stand on God's Word. Our main scripture is coming from the book of Matthew. We're going to be using different types of Bibles on tonight. But this first portion of this lesson is coming out of the King James Version of the Bible. Again, that's in the book of Matthew. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, which is our main scripture. And I do pray and hope that you have your Bibles and your pens so that you can follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, we're talking about stand on God's word. That's our message title for tonight. Verse 1 says, this is talking about the Beatitudes. This is all Jesus talking. I'm going to start at verse 1 and I'm going to go down to verse 12. Please read and follow along with me. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain." We're talking about Jesus. "And seeing the multitudes," I'm going to say it like this, "Jesus went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying," now here we go with the Beatitudes. This is Jesus talking to his disciples and to you and I on tonight. You, my sister, you, my brother, this all applies to us as well. And verse number 3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Verse number 7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Verse number 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Then verse number 12 says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So you and I, we're not the only one that was talked about. We get talked about as Christians, because some people that are spiritually blind, they don't understand us, because of what God did say and lets us know that we are peculiar people, and we're not always going to be understood. Just like Jesus' disciples was not always understood. Even Jesus himself, he was not always understood by people. So you and I, who are believers in Jesus' name, we're no different. We are not always going to be believed and accepted by people, but we have to stand on God's word. And then also, we're going to continue to read on in the book of Matthew, still in chapter 5. We're going to go down to verse number 13, and we're going to see what it says to us, still talking about standing on God's word. Verse number 13 says, you and I know that, and I'm paraphrasing, it says ye, the King James Version of the Bible says ye, Y-E, but I'm saying we, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? That's a good question. But if the salt has lost its savor, in other words, its flavor, it don't give flavor to anything that you put it on. I'm paraphrasing. So it goes with us as Christians. But if a Christian has lost his or her savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out or thrown out, to be trodden under foot of men. Stand on God's word. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you see, no matter how it feels, as a Christian, we must believe in God. We must stand on his word, and we must do it in faith. We must always stand on God's word. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it feels like, we must all stand on God's word, because we know God's word is true. And we have to stand on God's word. That's what Jesus had to do, even though he was God's son. Even in the flesh, Jesus still had to stand on God's word. For those that were in the flesh that could see him, they had to see him standing on God's word. And just like people of today, they have to see you and I, who are born again believers in Jesus Christ. They have to see us standing on God's word. They have to see us holding on to our faith in God. In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse number 17. Again, the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse number 17. And it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Did you hear what he said there, my sister and my brother in Christ Jesus, on tonight? In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17, talking to you and I on tonight, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And also we want to look at, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. If you have your Bibles, again, that's Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. And it says to you and I on tonight, For the word of God is quick and powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, God is searching your heart. He searches my heart. He knows if we are truly standing on his word or if we're not standing on his word. And if we go back to, if you have your Bibles open, go back. Let's go back to the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter. And we're going to continue on with verse number 14, because we just read unto you verse number 13, which it says that we are the salt of the earth. You and I, my sister and my brother, who are saved in Jesus' name, we are the salt of the earth. If the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth, in other words, it is good for nothing if it lost its savor. But to be cast down or thrown out, to be trodden under the foot of men. So if our salt has lost its savor, if it's not preserving, if it's not doing any good, then that means it is might as well be trodden or thrown out or cast up under the foot of men. That's what the word of God is saying. So in other words, we must continue to stand on God's word. In chapter 5 of the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse number 14, goes on to remind you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, that ye, again, it says, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse number 15 says, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So this goes to let us know that we, as Christians, we all need empowerment. We all need empowerment. And we can find that empowerment, which can be found in the book of Galatians. The book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. If you have your Bible, and I pray that you have your Bible, and while I'm getting it there, I hope you get it too. Go to the book of Galatians. I'm going to go there. Turn there quickly to the book of Galatians myself, so we can be on the same page, so we can all be reading the same thing. That's why it's so important that you have your Bibles when you come forth over this worldwide platform and ministry, so that you can be in tune and we can be reading the same thing what death said the Lord to his people through his Holy Spirit, through his word, that you all will see and know that we're not making up things as we go. We are giving you the unadulterated word of God so that you do not be confused, but you get directly what God is saying to each one of his people through his word. So, again, in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Chapter 5 of the book of Galatians, verses 22 and 23. Verse 22 says unto us, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. And then verse 23 says, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And I'm going to go down and read verse 24 and 25 also. Verse 24 says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. We might as well go ahead and read the last verse of that, which is verse number 26. It says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. See, we stand on God's word. We cannot allow the enemy to bring jealousy and envy into our minds or our hearts against our brother and sister in Christ when they seem to be getting blessed before you, you stand on God's word and his promises, because what he promised to you, he's going to grant it to you, even in the land of the living. So it's a process, and it's all about God's timing. So when we stand on God's word, we have to trust his timing and trust his process and be obedient to God and be faithful unto God by doing good works, so that men will see our good works and they will glorify God. When they see our good works, even while we're standing on God's word, even when we see others around us getting blessed and seem like we're not getting blessed, but we're still holding on to our faith, knowing God is a promise keeper, again, that he is not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot fail nor change. And neither his son, Jesus Christ, neither is he the son of man that he should repent. But the Holy Spirit, talking about this again, about the empowerment, again, found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, talking about the Holy Spirit, which produces this kind of spirit in our lives. Again, talking about the spirit of love, the spirit of joy, the spirit of peace, the spirit of patience, the spirit of kindness, the spirit of goodness, the spirit of faithfulness, the spirit of gentleness, and the spirit of self-control. Then verse 3 goes on to say, there is no law against these things. See, when we are standing on God's word and God's promises, we can stand on his word in love. We can stand on his word and still have joy in our hearts and have peace in our hearts and our minds. While we're being patient, we can still be kind. We can still be kind to our sisters and brothers who are being blessed before we receive our blessed manifestation in the flesh. It'll be as it materializes in our life, just as well as it's materializing in the lives of those around us and our families, those on our jobs and our neighborhoods, or even in our churches. And some of our friends and relatives and neighbors are being blessed before we receive our blessing. But we still have to stand on God's word. Again, know that he is a promise keeper. Once he said that he will grant you the desires of your heart, and if you pray in faith, asking in faith, God promised that he will grant you and give you the desires of your heart. So that's why we need to continue to stand on God's word. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 13, once again, the book of James, chapter 1, verse 13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm going to paraphrase that, let no man or woman, in other words, no man or mankind cannot say he or she is tempted. They cannot say that when he or she is tempted, I am tempted of God. Don't put that lie on God. God cannot be tempted. That's what the word of God is saying in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. Aren't you grateful on tonight that God cannot be tempted with evil? Neither tempteth he any man. So if he cannot be tempted by evil, of course he's a holy God. He's not going to tempt you or me. That's not who he is. If you still have your Bible open, and I'll pray that you do, if you could please look in the book of Ephesians. We just looked at Galatians. Keep going behind in the book of, you want to pass. So Galatians, we look at Galatians chapter 5. Then right behind Galatians, you should run right into the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians chapter number 6. We want to look at what the word of God is saying to us in Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 14, then I'm going to go back. But verse number 14 says to you and I on tonight in God's word, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. I'm going to go back to Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to read from the 10th verse down to the 17th. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17. And it's, and I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible right now. And it says, verse number 10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Verse number 13. Wherefore unto you the whole armor of God. Once again, verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, not part of the armor, but the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." Verse number 15 says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Above all, taking the shield of faith. Verse 16 again, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall," that's a promise, "ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." And verse number 17 says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So in other words, we have to stand on God's word. We have to stand on God's word through the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Verse number 17 says again, we're still looking in Ephesians chapter 6, and verse number 17 just told us, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So whatever you do, my sister, whatever you do, my brother, this is letting us know that we have to continue to stand on God's word, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through. We have to stand on God's word. Now, that was the King James Version of the Bible of talking about standing on God's word. Now, I'm going to read from the New International Version of the Bible. Again, the New International Version of the Bible of Ephesians. And it's still talking about, from the sixth chapter, it says, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place." Again, the New International Version of the Bible says it this way, talking about Ephesians, from Ephesians chapter 6. Talking about standing on God's word. This is how they interpreted God's word. It says, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place." And then the New Living Translation of the Bible says it a different way. Again, in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, "Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness." Again, from the New Living Translation of the Bible, says, "Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness." And then finally, the New American Standard Bible says it this way, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." Again, the New American Standard Bible says it this way, talking about standing on God's word. It says, "Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." So, in other words, what you and I need to do, my sister and my brother, on tonight, as Christians, we need to get into God's Word, and then we need to become doers of God's Word. It's one thing to hear God's Word, but it's another thing to be a doer of God's Word. God is instructing us. Jesus himself is giving us instruction through the Beatitudes about the different things that we are going to go through as Christians in this life as a child of God. He lets us know that we are going to go through some things just like he did, just like the disciples went through some things. We are not exempt. As a follower of Jesus Christ, we too must be ready to be persecuted. We must be ready to be lied on. We must be ready to be ridiculed and do and go through some of the same things that Jesus went through while he was here on earth. Even as God's son, he came with a purpose, and you and I have a purpose in life, and the enemy knows that you and I have purpose in life. We have a God purpose, and he don't want us to, he do not want you and I to fulfill. First of all, he don't want us to get to know Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Then he don't want us to come to know our individual God purpose so that we cannot fulfill it in the earth for God's glory. But then Jesus turns around and lets us know, again, from the book of St. Matthew, chapter 5, talking about the Beatitudes, starting with verse number 3. Once again, this is Jesus talking from the King James Version of the Bible. He said, I've read it before, but I'm going to read it again. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. What are you hungering and thirsting for on tonight? Are you hungering and thirsting for righteousness? The Word of God says, if you are, then you shall be filled. That's a promise from God. That's a promise from Jesus. Verse number 7 says, blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Do you show any mercy upon anyone, even though you don't think they deserve mercy? Do you have mercy on people? Do you forgive people? If you don't, then you should as a Christian. Because, you know, the Word of God says that God loves us. He loves you and I, but he do not love our sins. He don't like our sinful ways and our sinful nature. So that's why we have to be so grateful and so mindful that when we do sin, that we can go to Jesus Christ and through him and ask to be forgiven of our sins so that we can go around and we can have these different beatitudes that Jesus is talking about for his disciples as his followers. Talking about blessed are the poor in spirit. He's talking about blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. Make sure it's falsely. For my sake, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Make sure what they're saying about you is not true. Then the Word of God says, even through all of that, he says, rejoice and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So that confirms it. Just like Jesus was persecuted, he was talked about, he was lied upon, just like some of the disciples were, his followers then, and just like you and I today. I personally can attest that I have been lied on. There's no hurt like church hurt. I'm sure some of you can have experienced that. I hope not, but if you haven't, church hurt is one of the worst hurts that you can experience as a Christian from a sister or brother in Christ that say they are saved in Jesus' name and they love you as your brother and sister in Christ, but they say things falsely against you, not only in the Lord's house, but outside of the Lord's house, and they can make it sound so true that people start believing it. So that's why you have to make sure that whatever they're saying about you, according to the Word of God, said, make sure it's not true. So, even after all of that, the church hurt, the heartaches and pains and the trials and tribulations of this life, we still have to stand on God's Word, no matter what it looks like. Even through this coronavirus season and period that we're experiencing, as Christians, sometimes some Christians are finding it hard to stand on God's Word after they have lost a loved one due to the virus. But we have to stand on God's Word because we do know that God's Word is true. Again, God is a promise keeper. He has a perfect track record. He cannot lie, fail, nor change. So whatever he says he's going to do, trust his word. Again, he has no respect of person. He is a promise keeper. He don't get amnesia. He don't lie. He cannot lie. He cannot change his mind. He don't change his mind. He loves you. He loves me. Aren't you grateful on tonight? Again, he do not like or love our sin. Not sin, but sins with an S on the end, because we all sin. We do sin, and we come short of God's glory, even though we are saved in Jesus' name. So that's why we have to stand on God's word, that even after we have sinned and we have confessed our sins to Jesus Christ, we have to stand on God's word knowing that we have been forgiven. And that way we can forgive ourselves, and that way we can move forward in fulfilling our individual God purpose in the earth for his glory. So that's the word for tonight. I pray that something was said on tonight, that someone was blessed by God's word, that you were to take a self-examination according to God's word about how to stand on God's word. I hope these scriptures were very helpful to you on tonight, and that if you get a chance, that you can share this worldwide medium of ministry and platform with your neighbors, your friends, and co-workers, even members of your church, your pastors. You can share it with them as well. All of these shows are kept in archives. You can always go back and you can always retrieve them. They're kept in archives for that purpose. So you can always go back and retrieve them and listen to them again and get a refreshing word from God's word. Again, I pray that it has been a blessing to you on tonight. So right now we're going to get ready to close out in prayer. So in the meantime, we're going to continue to lift each other up in prayer. We want to continue to encourage one another in God's word. We want to continue to pray for our frontline workers, our nurses and doctors, caregivers, the EMS drivers, the technicians, all those that are on the front line fighting and helping us, God's people, God's children, as we go through this coronavirus. We want to also lift up all those and keep in mind of all those that are stocking the shelves in the different stores, the department stores and the stores that provide us with food. We want to continue to lift up our sanitation workers, those that drive up and down the streets of our neighborhoods and picking up our garbage and trash off the streets to keep us safe from rats and roaches. So we want to continue to lift them up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up our law enforcement officers, all enforcement branches, the police department, the sheriff department, anyone that's in law enforcement. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer too. We want to continue to lift up our president and our world leaders. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up our pastors, our shepherds that are watching over for us, that are watching out for our souls, that are always going to God on our behalf. We want to continue to lift up our pastors and our church families. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer as well. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are not like man. We thank you that we can stand on your word because you are a promise keeper. You don't forget your word. You don't forget your promises. You don't have any respect to a person. You bless whom you will. So we thank you for you being in total control at all times. We thank you that we can look into the hills from which comes our help. All of our help comes from you, the Father of life. And Father, we bless your name on tonight. We love you. We thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this worldwide ministry and platform and every listener who faithfully tuned in. Continue to bless them. You know who they are. You know where they are. And you know what they stand in need of. And you promise that you will grant us and give us the desires of our hearts. So now, Lord, we are standing on your word. Give us the strength and the faith that we need to continue to stand on your word. Not only stand on your word, but be doers of your word and not just hearers only. So now, Lord, we pray and just ask that you will continue to have your way in each one of our lives. Continue to bless our families. Draw us closer to you first, and then draw us closer to our family members and our loved ones like never before, that you will be glorified even through that. And that we would, as Christians, those that are saved in Jesus' name, that we would continue to stand on your word and fulfill our God purpose in the earth, and that men would see our good works and that you would be glorified is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to have your way in our lives, that you would get the glory is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, I do want to remind you that this coming Saturday night, you want to tune in and be blessed by another word from Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to be sharing with us another inspirational poem. Then he's going to be sharing another word from the Lord with us on this coming Saturday night, starting at 8 o'clock p.m. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him and through what God is going to say through him on this coming Saturday night. Well, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Know that there's nothing you can do about it. When God loves you, he loves you. I am so grateful that he loves me in spite of myself. And he loves you, my sister. He loves you, my brother, in spite of yourself. So once we learn how to love ourselves and learn how to love one another and learn how to forgive one another and learn how to forgive ourselves, then we can move forward in our God purpose in the earth and fulfill it in the earth for God's glory. I pray once again that something has been said that was a blessing to the listeners on tonight, because God's word said that his word would not go out void, it would accomplish everything that he set out for it to do. So I pray that you was blessed by it on tonight. I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.